we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program from the Amera Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, Sean Lash. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, great to be back. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. How's your first month of being reopened gone?
Well, we've had sellout shows, basically every program, but of course we can only have 11 people in the dome, but it has been fun. I've been thrilled to have people back in the dome, and it has been good, and we just finished up our September run and are now getting ready for some new fun programming in October. In fact, we're going to be bringing back music shows as well.
Oh, I like the sound of that. When will the first music show be?
So our first music show is going to be October 9th, so a week from this Friday, and we're going to be bringing back the Beatles program. It was very popular, and we only ended up being able to do it twice before, of course, the pandemic thing shut things down in March. So that will be at 9 o'clock on October 9th will be the first music show, but every Friday, other than the second, of course, during the month of October, we'll have the Beatles in the planetarium.
That is fantastic. And then this Friday night, kicking off the month of October with Big Astronomy, People, Places, and Discoveries.
Yeah, this is a great program. It takes a look at some of the largest observatories in the world. We'll be exploring observatories in Chile with the European Southern Observatory and also those out in Hawaii with the Mauna Kea Observatories, taking a look at the way those observatories work, some of the people behind the scenes that make them go, because a lot of folks think they're only astronomers, but there's a lot of other folks that make observatories and what they do possible, and of course looking at some of the major discoveries that are happening in astronomy as well. So we're really excited about this. This is a brand new show, and it's quite well done.
Excellent. And then starting Sunday and throughout the month, Spooky Space, something for the youngsters.
Yeah, this is sort of a family show, and it has a Halloween theme, of course. Halloween actually is related to some of the cross-quarter days, so it is an astronomical holiday in some regards. But this program takes a look at a variety of things in space and compares them to sort of our spooks and monsters and ghosts here on planet Earth. So supernova remnant, for instance, is sort of like a ghost, if you will, and black holes are like vampires, and it's a really fun show for the whole family. If you're in the Halloween spirit, it's definitely something that you'll enjoy.
And coming up in the morning on October 6th, The Secrets of Gravity in the Footsteps of Albert Einstein.
Yeah, this is our what we call our homeschool show, and that we're starting back up in October as well. We typically do those the first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m., and Secrets of Gravity is a great program which takes a look at what gravity is and how it works, you join sort of a fun magician as he explores the Albert Einstein Museum with Ali, a little robot, and you learn all about gravity and how it works.
Fantastic. We're talking with Sean Lash from Amera Astronomy Center. What's up in the skies this month of October? What can we look forward to seeing?
Well, we have a lot of great planets right now, but really the best one is Mars. On October 6th, it's going to make its closest approach to the Earth for about another 15 years or so. So every 2 years, Earth and Mars come close together, but it does have sort of this 15-year cycle. So the last really good one sometime back, but the next one after this will be in 2035. So Mars will be roughly around a little over 38.5 million miles away from us, or a little over 62 million kilometers, if you're using correct units, as I like to say. And that'll be its closest approach. And one of the things that folks who've been watching Mars, you're going to notice it's extremely bright. It's almost as bright as Jupiter now in the nighttime sky. It rises a little bit later, typically about 8:15 over in the eastern sky, but exceptionally bright. And again, between now, really in the next month, it's going to be exceptional in telescopes. You should be able to see some of the polar caps, some of the dark markings on the surface of the planet. And, of course, we have the spacecraft that was launched on July 30th, the Perseverance, or the Mars 2020 mission, which should arrive in February of 2021. So Mars is going to be, I think, quite prominent coming up. And then, of course, Jupiter and Saturn are visible right now, right after sunset over sort of in the south-southeast. Both are very bright and easy to spot, hard to miss, if you will. And later this month, we do have the Orionid meteor shower. So the Orionid meteor shower, typically around the, around the 20th through the 22nd of the month or so. And those meteors are actually related to Halley's Comet. So they're part of the Earth passing through the debris field left by Halley's Comet. And you'll get somewhere between 15 and 20. Best time to see them is in the early morning, typically between 2 and 3, so you have to be an early riser for those. But the moon is going to be relatively good at that time. You're going to be kind of just around the third quarter moon or so. So you should have a reasonable view of those Orionid meteors if you choose to get up very early in the morning to see them.
And am I correct that with perhaps just a little bit of magnification, we might even be able to see Uranus later in the month of October?
Yeah, Uranus actually is technically a planet that is visible to the unaided eye. It's around 6 magnitude, which is just barely at the limit of our visible sight if you have a perfect, dark sky away from any lights or things like that. Now, at the end of the month, it does reach opposition, which means basically it is going to be visible from sunset to sunrise. And actually with Mars is going to reach opposition on the 13th of the month, so it actually, it's at its closest on the 6th, and then a week later it's going to be at opposition where it rises at sunset and sets at sunrise. But with Uranus, that is going to be at opposition on the 31st. So again, it'll be visible from sunset to sunrise on that night.
Excellent. And a pair of full moons this month.
Yeah, we do have a couple full moons. Again, we have one on the 1st, and then, of course, at the end of the month again. So we will get sort of that, on the 31st or so, we'll have that second full moon, if you will. So sometimes people have called that a blue moon, two full moons within a calendar month. And there's nothing really special. The moon's not necessarily going to turn blue. And the other thing I'll mention is with Mars being so close this month too, some years ago, back in 2003, when it made a really close approach, it was going to be at one of its closest approach in more than 60,000 years, there was this big sort of internet hoax that started about Mars looking as big as the full moon. Well, Mars can never do that, not from Earth. If it does, we're in real trouble. Which means it's moved a lot closer, and but Mars is going to be exceptionally bright. And if you're in the morning, up in the early morning, Venus is also visible just before sunrise over in the east. So a bunch of planets this month to check out.
Excellent. And speaking of Venus, a very interesting and exciting discovery earlier in late summer regarding Venus and the potential for life.
Yeah, they discovered a new element new in Venus's atmosphere called phosphine. And this is a chemical or a molecule, if you will, that typically is made by certain industrial processes, but also by microbes. And the thought is that, obviously there aren't any industrial processes happening in Venus that we are aware of. So some astronomers think that this could be the sign of simple microbial life on Venus. Now, we're not sure yet, but the observation has been confirmed by a couple different telescopes here on Earth, and it is pretty exciting. And so, in fact, that was actually made by one of the telescopes. That initial discovery was made by the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope out on Mauna Kea. So we'll probably be talking a little bit about that in the Big Astronomy program, too.
Excellent. Well, a lot of things going on. Sean, always great to get caught up with you as we get ready for a brand new month. We appreciate it as always. Hope your October goes well, and we'll check in right before we roll into November.
Sounds great. You guys stay safe.
Thanks, you too, Sean. Sean Latch, Amara Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine.